Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. There isn't a week that goes by where something strange or a little different doesn't happen in the NHL. Joe Tolleson is our man following the bounce of the puck each week, and he puts together our top plays. This week, one of the highlights was a two-point game by a goaltender.
Sent all the way down by the Sharks, and into the net, it goes, score! It was going to be an icing call. The Sharks fired it all the way down the ice. It bounced off the end board. James Wisniewski was going to touch it up, and he relaxed a second. Curtis Brown came in with absolute purpose, and he got the puck with his stick and blasted it past Copy Bolden.
Sam, sometimes crazy plays are just what you need to get the job done. Dan Ruzanowski, the call on K-Fox in San Jose, as Curtis Brown jumped on the loose puck to make it 2-1. Goalie Vesa Toskala got the second assist on the goal. He also picked up an assist on the Sharks' first goal to become the first goalie in San Jose history to notch two assists in a game. Sharks beat the Blackhawks 4-2, but Chicago bounced back in its next outing. Martin Havlat came through in the waning moments.
It's loose in the right circle, knocked away by Samalainen to the right wing corner to Brouwer, to a coin right point, flips it toward the net, kneeling save, made rebound, they score! Marty Havlat pounds it from the left wing circle, past Kiprasov. It's another power play goal, and the Blackhawks have tied the game with 27 seconds left.
John Weideman on 670 WSCR in Chicago as Havlat's second goal in the final 3 minutes forced overtime. The Hawks and Flames didn't score there, and then Havlat had the deciding goal in the shootout. One night later, a memorable debut for Patrick Laliem.
Jan Boulas dug it out for Vancouver. Carries to the left wing corner, then reverses directions, carries back in behind the Hawk net, around to the top of the right wing circle, then the slot, and fires! A glove save is made by Laliem.
John Weideman again as Laliem made 34 saves for his first shutout in nearly 3 years, and the Blackhawks blanked the Canucks 3-0. Pittsburgh did something for the first time since Sidney Crosby joined the team.
Penguins come hustling back. Petrovicki coming down. Shot, score! It's off a goaltender! Holy Kolzig, and the Penguins take a 1-0 lead! Run of Petrovicki! Oh, get in the fast lane, Grandma! The bingo game is ready to roll!
Ronald Petrovicki the goal, Mike Lang the call on the Penguins Hockey Network. Now, Jordan Staal also scored in the 2-0 win over Washington, but what's significant here is Sidney Crosby did not register a single point, and the Pens still won. Talk about a valuable player. Since Crosby joined the team last season, Pittsburgh was 0-30-1 when he didn't have a point, but that streak's over. Colorado was the only team in the league not to stage a third-period comeback this season, going 0-14-1 when trailing after two, but a thrilling finish against Florida fixed that.
Habs win the draw. Arneson moves it back. Edge up. Rebound. Stastny has scored! The Habs have tied it up!
Paul Stastny found the equalizer with 37 seconds to play to tie the game at 4, and overtime didn't last very long.
Clark holds to the far side to Sakic along the right wing boards. Sakic to the top of the circle. Deep into the zone, left of the cage. Stastny back to Sakic. He scores! Joe Sakic has won the game in overtime for Colorado!
Norm Jones on KKFN, the Fan in Denver, as Joe Sakic tallied 25 seconds into the extra session for a 5-4 final. And finally, Edmonton can do without seeing the Sedin twins for quite some time. The Canucks beat the Oilers 5-2, and Daniel and Henrik did most of the damage, combining for 9 points. Daniel had the hat trick and two helpers, while Henrik added 4 assists. John Shorthouse had the action on the Canucks radio network.
Canucks intercepting. Here comes Daniel on the left side. Daniel down for Henrik, going to the net. Pass comes behind the net. Henrik centers to Daniel. He scores! Again, they combine, and it's 4-2 Vancouver as Henrik set up Daniel.
Sam, the playoff races are heating up, and so is the action on the ice. That's why we're here each week to follow the bounce of the puck.
Thanks very much, Joe, and as usual, we'll look forward to next week's edition of the Plays of the Week. Still ahead on the show, Atlanta Thrashers coach Bob Hartley joins me. And coming up next is our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie.
I'm not suggesting that Messier couldn't be the GM of the Rangers one day, because I have a funny feeling that it will happen. But I'm a little cautious because Mess only wants to be GM in New York. And that tells me that maybe he doesn't want to be a general manager that badly.
This week in the NHL on Westwood One continues after this.